I always have abundance of faith. Oh, Haley, you didn't do the thing.
Because you are an... Oh, I am so sorry. Pause. All right. We are... Welcome to the Sage of the Intern podcast. I am Bernie. That is Double S. And excuse me, vessel of Jeffrey Walliner. We must get your consent to be put in your face, your visual and auditory likenesses on the interwebs. Do you consent to being recorded and streamed live?
Given, granted, delivered.
Perfect.
Thank you kindly, sir. And see, now I've lost where we were, Double S. And is Florida Man going to come and join us?
I mean, he's going to make an appearance at some point. He can't stay away. He loves the camera.
Well, who doesn't when you get to talk to Sage the intern, even though she has raised her hand and said she was tapping out?
I'm out.
He's an incorrigible
good luck
curmudgeon. Can I just say how great this is?
But I'll hop back in.
Say what?
That we have the actual namesake of the show tapping out on her own show live. This is Pete 24.
I'm just a god. Beautiful.
Sage the intern, effortless. You are an effortless god. And so you are allowed to just sit back and relax and allow us to do our best to entertain the audience. That is what we shall do. I have a merch idea for y'all too. We'll start here. Today, I decided that we need to have our own potato chip franchise line, and they are going to be penis-shaped potato chips, so that when you need to tell someone in life to eat a bag of dicks, you can offer them a lovely snack.
That's beautiful and iconic.
It's a bless your heart sort of situation energy, you understand? Eat a bag of dicks. These ones are dill pickle flavor.
We should have funky flavors too. Like, we'll have the classic original kettle barbecue.
Absolutely.
We'll have funky flavors.
Like what? What are the
vinegar is unfortunately a classic.
It's absolutely a classic.
Unfortunately, because I only like them 50% of the time.
I agree with that. We have had that conversation. If you don't have the right vinegar to salt ratio, it is not a good situation.
I thought my
can
cat
we talk about this ratio for a second?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I think we need a vinegar to salt ratio. Discuss.
Vinegar to salt. I agree. Vinegar should be higher on that list compared to salt. Because, okay, if we're talking about potato chips.
We're talking potato chips.
You have the potato. You have potato and you have oil. That equals potato chip. And then you have the flavoring, which is the vinegar and the salt. And you have to say the vinegar is the most healthy part of that.
So you
need more of the healthy part.
I understand. So it's a health food. If the ratio tips in favor of vinegar, it becomes very organic and doctor approved. I understand. That I can get behind.
There it is. Go. Folks watching back home, we have just crossed the Rubicon today.
We did.
All day, every day, it's all that we're doing. All of our wonderful merch ideas. Sage the intern, I am a bit disappointed in you tapping out because I did want to ask you about your dreams that you did not tell
me. No dreams this week. No dreams. Because you know what I was going to do? I had a plan to get into
the astral realm in a different way. So we were not doing it in the nighttime.
No, so my plan, because I'm so tired, and this is completely my fault. This is no one else's fault but mine. My plan was to get home. My drive back home is 15 minutes. Get home at 4:15, clock, just absolutely sleep until probably 6:45 until this podcast. And then I'd have a dream, and I'd remember it. Because that's just who I am in life.
You were planning to have a dream in time for the podcast.
Yeah, I was.
That is impressive. I have a lot of respect
for that. Only an effortless deity would plan that.
I know, but then I was like, oh my gosh, have to get this garden planted before it's going to dump rain back on us.
Sage the intern is not only lucid dreaming and planning her dreams, she is growing her own vegetables that she can add to her sourdough bagels. Are you gonna make some jalapeno sourdough bagels? Because that would make me so happy.
Only for you. Only for you. Made I owe you, happy. Anyways.
Yeah. Jalapeno sourdough bagels from Double S, another merch line.
Let's go.
I should get you fancy cheddar. I have a plan. It's too late.
Can we define fancy on a scale here? Are we talking a little bit fancy? Are we talking like blow your freaking mind fancy? Like where are we on the fancy continuum?
So my base bagels are delicious. They don't need it. If you didn't want to, you could just eat the bagel plain. But if we have the fancy cheese that, you know what, isn't too expensive now compared to regular cheese.
Define fancy cheese. Is this
it's just directly from a creamery.
So that
equals fancy cheese.
Whenever you go to the source that is fancy. Hello, Joseph, look here. Tell us about fancy cheese.
I just had a pop by. They were talking about bagels. You're talking bagels. Yeah, I'm going to show up. You can't talk about bagels in South Dakota without me popping in to opine on a situation for a bit. So tell me about the bagel shades, the intern shades, whatever you call yourself.
Okay, I know you aren't chronically online, but this is a good question for you. Do you scoop your bagels? Do you know what that means?
What? No.
I don't know what that means. That's an insult, but that's fine because you're a god. I'll let it go. you're gonna schmite me. I don't need to be schmitten today. I got a lot of heartburn to be schmitten to. The thing about a bagel is that if you're on a diet, you're diabetic, whatever's going on with your life, maybe you had too much sugar growing up, maybe you're from Long Island, you scoop it out a little bit, okay? Maybe you're doing it's like your version of a keto bagel. Otherwise, you don't scoop it. You don't scoop it because it's an insult to the guy who's back there. You know, he's at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's rolling the thing, he's rolling it back and forth, he's getting very excited, he's about to feed you, it's a good day. You're scooping it out, you're telling a guy, you're a loser. Your bagel's only half good. Otherwise, it's fine. You do you. Because the essence, and I think the rest of you agree with this, yeah? When you're in a present tongues, everything is about coming back to whatever shoots you because you are the effortless gods. You want to scoop, scoop. You don't want to scoop, do what you got to do. It's not my business.
I must say, you're wrong. And are you ready for this?
That's a very bold statement.
Your bagel.
I'm so ready.
You're wrong already.
I'm always ready to prove it wrong. That's my mother-in-law. I'm wrong about everything. Okay, what do you got to say to me, intern of shades?
A bagel should never be scooped. It doesn't matter if you're diabetic. It doesn't matter if you... It doesn't matter the situation at all. It is your fault for getting a bagel, so don't scoop it. That's the whole point of a bagel. Okay.
Okay. I think I understand what's happening.
Go to the store, buy a bag of bread, and eat the crust off the bread. That is my opinion.
I know what's happening here. You think I don't see what's happening? I know what's happening. What we got here with Shage, effortless God, of course, but an effortless Old Testament God with some very rigid rules. Because, you can't do this before. What are we, gremlins? You can't scoop a bagel. You can't be fed before. There's no rules. It's a bagel. You do what you want. It's a bagel.
I am absolutely living in the movie Gremlins all day, every day. So I am with Sage the intern, apparently, on this one. I'm just, Sage the intern, I just so appreciate your perspective. It's your fault. It's your fault for getting a bagel.
You are the one who elected to eat it. You are putting it in your body. It's your fault.
Oh, well, happy birthday, though, to Nicole. So I'm going to switch.
Very happy birthday, Nicole. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have a good... Listen, I'm already having a glass in your honor tonight, Nicole, because it's a big birthday. 52 is a good year. It's a very good year.
I'll take a singular shot.
38 years ago was a fantastic day.
Cheers. Cheers to Nicole. Happy birthday. And turn the stage. I do appreciate your effortless wisdom. Thank you very kindly for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I, on the other hand, have to just again admit my ignorance. I had never heard anything such as scooping a bagel in my life.
Oh, it's a hot topic.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a very big thing. Divide families, divide country.
Our whole country is divided.
It started a civil war. It was over bagels. California
that scoop their bagels, and then you have the people on the coast, on the eastern coast specifically, who are like, and "Do not scoop your bagels, you freaks!" And you know what? They deserve credit. They're right.
It's a good bagel. What are you destroying a bagel by scooping it for? That's crazy.
Exactly.
Intern the Sage is actually present and not present with us in such a very perfect mental way that I am enjoying.
I just keep going lower, and I don't know how this happens every time. I don't know. If you'd see my position, though, you'd cackle at me.
Had to sage her entire team. Sage the intern, if you were to sage or blast a paranormal investigation team, what would your method be?
Okay, can you restate that question so it actually goes to my brain? I'm sorry.
What is this, Japanese?
Intern the Sage, if you were going to sage a paranormal investigation team, you would do it with a random cat appearance. Congratulations to the paranormal.
Yeah, and it's a black cat, by the way.
So, again, Sage the intern, effortless guide intern the Sage, has already found her method without having to answer my question. Well done, you.
Hey.
Now, what we need now is to cat the one course. You need a ladder to walk underneath. You need to unlock your tongs, and then boom, you got the triple threat of whatever's coming your way.
I would just dance around with a candle. I'd have a candle in my hand and dance
Bernie,
around.
Bernie, can we have practice?
Can we what? Practice?
Confused. Can we unpack the comment here from Nicole over there? The regular sage with blessed feather. What kind of feather are we talking here? A pigeon feather from like Central Park? Or what are we, a feather from like one of the birds out there that you keep as your pet? The one that talks back to you? The one that says dirty limericks? What are we talking?
I would love to have a parrot that would say dirty limericks. That would be hilarious. I would enjoy that very much.
I got shit. You want to borrow one of mine?
You have six parrots. I would listen. If that were true, that should be a YouTube channel in and of itself. Do we need to start a zoo? That's the next thing we need to do. And again,
we got the holy water right here. Shall we?
Salute. Sage the intern, you had been the one who informed me that it is not legal to have blue jay feathers.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is that?
Back in the day, they were a. I'm gonna put a disclaimer on this right now. I'm misinformation queen sometimes on accident. This is what I believe is true. So this is coming from Sage's word of mouth. Anyway, blue jay feathers. I do know they're illegal. They are illegal. You can Google schmoogle that. They are illegal. I believe it was because they were they weren't a trading bird. They were a bird that makes your clothes look pretty. Arthur, move. So people would hunt them, and because they got into endangered levels, you can't have the feathers anymore.
I do believe that if Sage the intern the Sage deems it so in the Tong reverse, it is so and it is true. And I choose to live on the timeline where you are correct, Miss. They were hunted near extinction, and it is now illegal to have a blue jay feather because they were. Let me tell you what.
The fine is huge for having one feather. It's a big ass fine.
Blue jays are kind of assholes, though.
Oh yeah, they're awful.
Yeah, especially baseball Blue Jays. Forget it. Every time you play them up in Toronto, he's a 10-0 in a second inning anyway. But I think Sage is right. She'll let it be written. She'll let it be done in the Tongaverse.
Just know they're illegal, and the fine is quite a bit of money. All the birds were pissed at my Blue Jays this year, and they literally killed one. Oh, this is Arthur. It's Arthur, but I always pronounce it with an F, Arthur.
Arthur?
Yeah, because my words slurred together, my letters. Oh, and he responds to me. He's a god.
Well, cats do have that Egyptian sort of connection. Sorry, I was going to also ask, where are the Blue Jays? I know that they are a baseball team. Where are they?
Oh.
The Canadians. You're up in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
By the way, there's another one over here. I see a comment over here. Faith and intention. Can we highlight that for a quick second over here? Faith and intention usually last longer than shade, to be honest. I tell you what, that's not wrong. Faith and intention were the names of two exotic dancers from Philly back in the old days. Me and the guys. Anyway, they last for a very long time. That's a very, very prescient comment.
But I will say, nothing lasts longer than Sage the Intern. Intern the Sage. Effortless God. Eternal. Effortless God. Intern the Sage.
You can't compete with eternity. That's a long time.
Interns.
I don't know. Sorry, claws are in my leg.
Oh, here, I thought that maybe you had some great revelation you were going to share with us, that somehow you had some epiphany.
No, I'm wearing your socks.
Are you wearing my socks? Oh, I got some little bee socks for Intern the Sage that say Bee Haw. Them were gifts to you from Bernie. Little bumblebees with hats on them. Now let's create our own new Chongerverse. Who are the bumblebees in the cowboy hats?
I don't know.
Joseph, what do we got here?
Hell out of me. I don't know.
We got bumblebees in cowboy hats. They're obvious. Well, what does the cowboy do? Cowboys, they herd cattle. So it's a bunch of bees who are herding cattle. And the bees that herd the cattle... The cattle are being taken to be turned into Frankie's Tongan Good Beef Jerky.
I love beef jerky.
I'm thinking herding. I'm thinking my nephews. I'm going to eat my nephews. We're going to go right back to the Donna party like we were talking last week. That's fine. I want to get back into that. That's another conversation.
What?
I got no problem.
Yeah, I think we should. Intern the Sage says she loves beef jerky, so I think that comes from that Donner Party experience. Intern the Sage.
Let me ask a friend of mine. Is that fine?
Yeah. Okay. It is. Florida Man.
Florida Man's here to join us. Florida Man, I imagine that in Florida, where things are a bit more wild and crazy all day, every day, that you have some very unique stories you could be telling us. What are some of the headlines? Intern the Sage.
I will tell you now, but you must first, you must provide your birthday.
Florida Man.
Have you ever played the Florida Man birthday game?
She is December 23rd. She is a Capricorn. We are both December babies.
All right, so we're going to do this. Let's see.
Intern the Sage, we also need some recent Florida Man headlines.
I have some. Oh, that reaction was me reading the first one.
December 23rd, the Florida man with drugs around penis denies they were his.
Oh, period. That sounds like a good... That sounds like something I would do.
Now, pray tell, how did they end up there? Is the story I want to know.
Well,
they just fell down my pants. I
can't speak to it. I wasn't in that part of Florida on that day. I wish I were.
Fell down my pants. I don't know what you want.
They were planted on him by an evil crocodile. And Florida Man, you need to go wrestle that crocodile down before he starts planting more drugs on more people's genitals.
There isn't a damn gator in that state or a croc that I have not wrestled at some point. But We're going to do a little Bernie investigation here.
Fantastimus. So, tell me more. Tell me more Florida man headlines. I must know. Tell me more.
We have a Bernie birthday Florida man headline, which is Florida man smothers nephew's meatball sandwich with eye drop solution because he hated him that day.
It was on accident.
Sometimes you just simply accident. Need to smother one's nephew's meatball sandwich with eye drops. There's just no other way. There's just no other way. How the hell else are you going to settle agreements in the family? We've tried everything.
I'm sorry. What age is this? What age is this nephew? I need to know. What age is this nephew that we are speaking of? Do we know?
Amanda's 45. They have not released the age of the nephew, which tells me we are dealing with a minor.
That is, well, you know, again, Crohn's tonger. There's plenty of people who understand that there goes that tongue in the back is a grin. Well, what a lovely birthday Florida headline. And then what about for you, Florida man? You'll have to do your birthday. It's only fair.
Oh, yeah. It is only fair.
Intern, the sage is just bursting to share her
I'm headline. So ready to share my two.
I'm so excited. Hello, Joanne. What do we got for your
Florida
birthday?
Man robs store dressed as Spider-Man.
And what is your birthday that we get? We all shared Capricorn, Sagittarius. What do we got here, Zodiac?
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Ooh, that's fine.
And what at what day? My sister's Aquarius. Tasha Page, also Aquarius. What day are you?
120.
Shasha Page is 128, and so is my Uncle Harley. Y'all a bunch of Aquariuses in a pod.
He's in a pod.
I have an affinity for everybody named Harley anyway, but doubly
as
so.
Well you, as well you should. Harley, my Uncle
Absolutely.
Harley.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's good stuff. Say to the intern. Oh, there she's just going to up I and run.
Florida man arrested for DUI after mistaking bank drive-thru for Taco Bell.
Oh, that's iconic. Oh, that's the thing I want to do, too. I would love very much to that would be a fantastic adventure. Go through the bank drive-thru and start ordering Taco Bell. I think that is that's a tonger game right there. What would you call that? Incorrectimus drive-thru tonger, where you do the wrong thing at a drive-thru on purpose. So you go to Starbucks and you try to order Slim Chicken.
That's a hashtag. IDTT.
Incorrectimus
drive-thru tonger.
Drive-thru tonger. Incorrectimus drive-thru tonger. That is what we're doing now. And what drive-thru will you go through, and what will you be ordering incorrectimously for the funsies of it?
Oh, it's absolutely going to have to be a Mickey D's and like six Big Macs.
An incorrect
and a chicken nugget, just cuz.
Well, you always have to get those chicken nuggets, even though you know they're made of just nothing that you could consider actual chicken. Intern,
wait,
food.
Wait.
At all.
Guess what? We have to talk about one of my Amazon purchases.
Well,
I didn't even get to my drink yet. I saw this on the floor. Okay, before I show you, you have to guess what it is.
I have to guess.
Use it to rob a drive-thru.
Fair question.
No.
Can you use it?
I got nothing then. All my guesses revolved around like functional drive-through robbing weapons.
Yeah, all you need is your tongs. And you say, excuse me, but can I have all the cash in the cash register today? Because I'm an effortless guy and I would just like to take that with me as I go. Thank you.
You can't say no to somebody
intern the
crazy
stage.
Enough to
I'm
wield
so
tongs
excited.
And robbery.
I'm so excited. What do you got? Lay it on us.
So guess what?
Is it a keyboard duster? That's not a keyboard duster.
That is a K cup of blood for your vampire coffee in the morning.
It is, in fact, Jesus Christ blood.
What?
And his body is right on top. Because I'm an effortless god, I'm going to start handing them out. Because I have 100. I had to get, okay, as an ex-Catholic, I had to get them. They were too funny. They just appeared on my Amazon as an ad, and I said, oh, this is going in my cart.
You absolutely need to bring those to the Tonga tournament June 29th in Sioux Falls. You need to hand those out with our mini tongs. You also get a body craft.
That gets I freaking
the
toss.
Worst part. Okay, I did try one. The grape, the grape juice. The grape juice does taste a little like wine. Does can you get drunk off of it? Probably not.
Is it grape juice?
Yes.
Do you know what? Intern this age. If you say in your Tongaverse that it makes everyone drunk on life and just thrilled and happy, then it will, because it's your Tongaverse. I cannot believe you.
It is.
I thought
your
this would be a good purchase to share.
I would never have guessed that you had got yourself Jesus blood, the body of Christ, to hand out to just all our Targaryen fam, intern this age, because you are a god and you give treats. That's what you do.
And you know what? These aren't even.
And it inspired another story, by the way. Florida man breaks into Florida church, baptizes himself before stealing money.
You guys, you know what I just thought of?
Shouldn't you have done that in the opposite order? You steal the money and then baptize yourself and ask forgiveness? Or it's been a minute since I've been into the church, y'all. I could be wrong on the order in that. Tell me, save the intern.
Got
what were you going to say?
In the game. You need the contrast. Evidently. In the game. Make yourself a little bit more of a sinner, and then you give yourself a chance to break back into the church and baptize yourself again, and then steal more money.
And then steal more money. I love it.
I see one
and I see what you're doing, and I hope that you have not yet replaced the carpet in your house. I know, so you know what, if it becomes a disastrous event, I think it'll be all right.
Well, it's fine because I'm ripping out the carpet anyway, so
what? Well, exactamously. You can go ahead and play your Body of Christ Jenga. Body of Christ Jenga Tonger. That's another new game we're going to add to our merch list.
Ooh.
When this Jenga tower falls, you get a nice sort of blade effect. Having just the blood shower down on everyone. And then y'all get to eat Body of Christ crackers. And isn't that nice?
Just a second. I got distracted, but now I'm
What's the salt to vinegar ratio in the Body of Christ cracker?
Ooh.
It probably has no salt. But vinegar we can work on.
I forgot
to tell you.
New merch idea. We need to have the flavored ones. Tell us.
Just think if I could sneak these into the church during the part of where he blessed the body and blood. Don't worry, I'll try again. The body and blood, then they're all blessed. So then it is truly the body and blood of Christ. But I'll do my own blessing of them so that can never happen. Get shreked.
Get shreked. Yeah. Intern the sage, I thought you were going to do a sneaky, like, I'm going to bless these by a priest and he won't know he's blessing them. Neener, neener. And then I'm going to add my own little thing to it. And I'm gonna reverse Uno card that priest's blessing onto these Tonger Body of Christ. We need to get them flavored. That's another merch thing that we need to do. We need to have different flavors of blood. Now, this is a great idea. We can have different flavors of blood for like different species, alien species. And so it would be like, this is human Body of Christ Tonger. And this is reptilian would be green. And the Pleiadian ones would be blue. What flavors would they be? Reptilians have got to be what sort of flavor?
And they could have our funky chips on top.
Yeah. Arcturians, they're purple for sure.
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct, Amos. And we would have, oh.
Yeah,
it's such a great.
My grandparents haven't found these.
Is that something that you need to hide? Mark Davis is in the house. Hello, Mark, good friend. Mark. Happy that you are joining us from Toronto. Hello.
What's up, buddy?
We were just talking about the Toronto Blue Jays. And you cannot have Blue Jay feathers.
We were just talking about that TO Blue Jays.
They should
move to Brampton, if you ask me. Nobody asks me, but they should move to Brampton.
Well, we're asking you now, Florida man. For literally no reason. Good enough for me.
For no reason at all.
Were you ever going to read us your Florida man headlines that made you?
Yeah, let me pull them back up.
Florida
so
man.
So I have a
look
question
at-
for both. Florida man, I have a question for you. Are you ready for my quibbin?
Quibbin.
Always. I am ready. I'm still working.
What would you do with 150? What would you do with 150 gallons of used cooking oil from restaurants?
Considering that I always keep that on hand anyway, I have a really quick answer for that. I would just keep making wings, and I would drench them in this. And I'm talking drench. Come out, they would chip your molar, kind of drenching them up. But I do thank you for asking, because nobody asked about my collection until tonight, until you, and it's a deeply, deeply appreciated.
Don't worry, I will always ask you.
Enter in the sages on it, and I do love me a crispy chicken drummy. I do. I appreciate that. And how does this tie into your
Florida men accused? This is from 2 days ago. Florida men accused of stealing 150 gallons of used cooking oil from restaurants.
So you're stealing it to make chicken wings. And you know what? I support that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Or did you bite a bar manager's finger over incident about dog?
Well, that I already admitted to. That I confessed to already. That I'm not going to hide from.
You've already
that one
I own. Okay, what other ones do I have for you?
He had it coming.
Ooh. That's not a good one to say out loud. Were you accused?
Captain Coke, instead of a jacket, I'm going to do this. Discuss it nicely with him.
Were you sentenced for illegal international turtle trade? Don't trade turtles. Oh, no, you can't take care of them.
I didn't. What kind of turtles? I love turtles.
It just says for illegal international turtle trade.
Do you know? That makes me want to tell a story. Would you like to hear my turtle story?
Very much.
So, I love it. So when I was a little bitty, we were at a mini golf course in Aberdeen. We were just leaving. Packing up, getting ready to go. And I thought I found a quarter in the parking lot, but it turned out it was the tiniest, tiniest little turtle. And my dad let me take it home because I was a strange little child. I did not know, of course, until later in life that this made me strange. Intern the Sage, I hope that maybe you were a bit like me. I was the kind of child who caught like salamanders in the window wells when it rained and like snakes and frogs.
Yeah.
Good. That makes me feel better. Florida man, what? That's normal to you, ain't it? Collecting amphibians.
We live with reptilian Jurassic Park wildlife. This is just how we roll.
It's what you do. So I had a fish tank that already had three salamanders in it, and I put my turtle in it, and my turtle got big real fast. And one day I was checking on them, and my salamanders was missing some legs and pieces of their tails. Turns out it was a snapping turtle. And Daddy was like, well, we can't have that because you play with them and you're losing digits. So we took that snap. It's early 90s, not exactly a lot of places in rural South Dakota to surrender a snapping turtle. So we went and let it go at the West Lake.
You broke all the rules.
We did.
All the rules were broken.
Cut to, I don't know how, I can't say how many years later, but I'm at my younger brother's high school graduation, and on the counter is a local newspaper with a picture of the biggest, fattest snapping turtle you ever saw with the headline, Bubba the Snap, I think it's the Jabba or Bubba the Snapping Turtle spotted again at the West Lake. And it was this whole story about how this thing's been spotted over the last 20 some years and nobody knows how this thing ended up in the West Lake. And I said to my mom, I said, how come you never told anyone that it was me and Dad that let that thing go in the West Lake? And she looked at me and she said, that was you guys?
You take one damn road trip to South Dakota and you lose a pet, and the next thing you know, it's a local legend.
And that's what happened. That's how I created a local legend of the snapping turtle in the West Lake. Because I went mini golfing. And that just goes to show you that when you have fun, you can create a legend.
You can. Now what lizard can I drop off this time in June? For Tonga Nation to completely disrupt the local ecosystem again.
I would love so much
a
to
monitor
have
monitor lizard.
Where are you going to find one of those?
He's in Florida.
I was just thinking an iguana, literally everywhere. I love iguanas. My daddy had iguanas when we were growing up too for a while, and they were fun. And I'd love to have an iguana again. You can turn the site. Are you still?
I feel like a kid at Perkins who is bored at the table, so you stack your creamers. Sorry, it's falling.
I love that that's what you do to entertain yourself at Perkins. And now you say kid at Perkins. I would absolutely
do that now.
I was going to say, I would still do that now. What were you talking about? I still do the thing where I pull off one end of the... Oh, my Lord, intern the sage. That is
tall.
What a beautiful body, a Christ pyramid you have built for yourself. Body and blood of Christ pyramid tonger. Now, if that is not some kind of a ritual or beginning to something, I don't know what is. I feel like you need to have yourself that top shot and body of Christ off of there and make some kind of wild wish into the Tongerverse.
Have you guys... Oh, shoot, I can't make
can
the
Can we bury
thing.
A feral in there?
Get yourself...
That is also a really good conspiracy theory.
What?
About
what?
The pyramids.
We do
that
exhibition.
That they never end.
What?
Oh. That they never end, that they just keep going straight under the earth.
I thought it was like a home invasion invasion tonger thing happening just now. That would have been awesome. Like,
no, you like my
did you
like
almost
my scrunchie gun? It doesn't look very good.
Did you almost have an invasion home invasion tonger? Who is
no my guys like, are just being nutsos.
I feel like Sage the intern almost had like a home invasion tonger situation. Maybe it's just the cat.
And down goes body of Christ Jenkintonger. But here we go. We get.
Do you want some? Here's some more sage lore, if you're ready.
Oh, yes. I would love some more sage lore, and I also need to go down the rabbit hole.
We do like some lore. I think we're lore fans here. We are lore enthusiasts.
Lore enthusiasts.
So back when Sage was in college. And was I a barista at this time? I must have been. I don't know. I can't remember.
In turn to Sage, the effortless barista.
Scooter's girly here, not a Starbucks girly.
Agree.
But I had found the Starbucks cold brew, and they're just like, they're little things like this, but obviously bigger because you need more concentrate. But the thing with cold brew is since it's been sitting overnight to 48 hours, it is strong as ball sacks. So I was like, oh my gosh, I got to stay up for an exam. It's fine. Life is okay. And there is a video of this from my roommate. She took a video of me pull that up on. I should make her send it to me. Of shooting the first cold brew round. And I think I filled it up or grabbed another one and shot another one. Well, let me just tell you. After that, I think I was up for a solid like 72 hours. I just never died. And I should have died after that. And I just never did.
But you are.
And that's how I got through my finals week that year.
Intern the Sage. Know. Awake for 72 hours taken finals.
It was crazy.
It split off a new timeline though, where it only appeared that you didn't.
That I didn't what?
Sage the intern died that day. You died.
You died. Intern Sage.
Sage the intern wasn't born at that point. That wasn't Sage the intern. That was college Sage. That was barista Sage.
Whole other Sage.
Sage the barista. Sage the intern was hired. 2 years later, probably after that point. I'm trying to think.
Well, time isn't real. It's all wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff. So it doesn't really matter the linear nature of it. It is just another infinite version of the effortless guy that is Intern Sage. What? All right.
Hypothesis.
All right.
We had a walking soul situation happen at the moment of.
Say it again.
What?
The technology just cut out and got.
We had a walk-in soul situation that occurred.
It was soul that current
that inhabited saved the intern vessel, bugged the hell out, and we had a walk-in come in at that exact moment.
There was.
And what we've been interacting with ever since has been the walk-in.
And we did not even know. And the walk-in is over there enjoying her body of Christ. Now do give us, please, your
They're bad. Network. They aren't good. I think the best part for me, though, the worst, because they're bad, is they probably weren't made by nuns. And the good ones are made by nuns.
See, only a walk-in would say that.
Cheers! Then you gotta tap it. Oh, I fucked that up. I gotta redo it. You cheers it, you slam it on the table, and then you shoot it.
Cheers. Ding. Ding. I will imagine. And what is the
verdict? That's the best part. That's good. It tastes like grape juice and water. Exactly what it is. Well. So now I have 98 left of them.
I can see you've had North Carolina wine before.
Enjoyed North Carolina wine. Excuse me, that muscadine wine. Did you that know? Was some of
oh, no.
That was some of my favorite.
I never Are got we... my drink.
Go get your drink. Intern the Sage. Effortless God that you are. Edward, she owned what you had.
Right next door.
And what I drove through Come Virginia all and then time. Went. I drove through Virginia and DC to get to Frederick, Maryland while I was there visiting my aunt. And that's when we had the crab legs in Frederick, Maryland, where you get to pop them all apart, them Maryland crabs, and pull off their legs and smash them with the thing and make a mess. What?
Okay, let's stop. Yeah, I'll show it to you in just a second.
I can't but wait.
Before we do that, I have to give you background of the drink I'm currently holding in my hands. Nothing paranormal anymore, Laura.
Sorry, no.
I am going to bless these and hand these out, and that is paranormal.
That's her paranormal intern. The sage is going to bless everyone with her body of crust. And
I disagree. Laura, we have been on the paranormal train, unbeknownst to all of us. We just discovered we have a walk-in situation here, and everything has been filtered through that. So we're not even dealing with the original soul. We thought we were. Now the whole thing has kind of been blown to hell. I'm starting to wonder now if Bernie might be a walk-in too. Now you got, and he got this stirring. Florida man doesn't think much, but when he does, occasionally
Bernie has always been a walk-in. Bernie's
Florida,
always been.
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Question
for Florida man. Does that mean every single time I get a new job, I'm a new walk-in of myself then?
I think in every
not
new
necessarily.
Now.
Okay.
But you can be, and you can be a new now walk-in of yourself in every new present tonger. Because every prison tonger is new.
Well, that's true.
And any walk-in could just come in. Like, Frankie could zap right back in here if only I had my AC/DC hat from high school and I could just really rock and roll this thing. But Sage, the intern, please tell us about your bucket of ice cream. What?
Okay, it's not a bucket of ice cream. Let me give you some disclosure there. But I will say, I was wondering, I have a tub?
Tub. You have
tub.
Tub.
I got
you
have nib, a tub. A frosting. In my freezer. And I pulled it out. It's kind of my emotional. You know how people have some emotional support food? That's my emotional support food. Because I can just dip a spoon.
Right.
I can ice chip a spoon. I was going to say scoop a spoon, but you got to ice chip. And I can get one spoonful of frosting, and then I can suck on it like a lollipop for like a solid 30 minutes.
That is a frosting popsicle. Frosting popsicle tonger.
Frosting popsicle. It's so good. It is so good because I home make that frosting. Anyway, and I was wondering, I was like, why does
that's
this
your
taste
own
so
homemade?
Funky?
That's your own homemade frosting.
Yeah, I home make it. I have that good. I should give you some actually.
I would
but
love some.
This had exploded all over my freezer. So I got to finish it, even though it's like halfway full. But it is peach. What the fuck are you? You're peach teeny. Frozen drink mix. I'm pretty sure it has vodka in it.
Oh, well, lovely. So there's all kinds of things happening with
but
your popsicle tonger situation. Homemade vodka frosting popsicle tonger.
Yeah, I don't like sticky things. Also some sage lore. Sticky things gets a thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Sticky things. I'm with you. Sticky things and sticky fingers. Like my baby sister McKenna, who has just had sticky fingers all her whole life. I'm telling you. I don't
know.
The good
part about this, good and bad, is that it never truly.
Do you take no responsibility for that? Are we just pointing fingers here?
Me,
yeah, we are.
Who responsibility for what now?
Yeah.
Now, whose fault is what?
The sticky fingers situation.
We don't take responsibility for other people's actions.
I do not take
responsibility.
I do not take any accountability for her sticky fingers. I don't.
I think you were the big bang of her sticky fingers.
No, here's what it is. My mother has a bit of OCD, and I think what it is, the way that I sort of refuse to be a good housekeeper, even though I don't have a lot to keep up because I live by myself. McKenna refuses to wash her hands as a sort of rebellious act because we know mom doesn't like the sticky fingers either. I don't like it neither, but I understand the need to rebel, so I allow it. How is that homemade frosting?
I don't know if she gets a pass. This is not homemade frosting. This is very much alcohol.
Rocking, good for you.
It has earned a Pluto toss.
My cat.
You know that.
I love
my firstborn kitty.
Your firstborn kitty.
Kitty, say hi.
Kitty's not having
kitty.
It.
Staring at you.
Aww.
He's not having
he's
it.
He's pissed who's because I would not let him eat the string.
No.
It's my blinds.
Oh, well, you can't do that. Yeah. Now, you know what? The cats, they're so active and paying attention because cats can see souls and they're just watching all the souls that keep walking in and out. That's why they are so very attentive.
My great grandma and grandpa should
now
be here.
All we need is Shakes and all the rest of the crew. Happy.
I still have not watched Shakes the Clown. I need to indulge in Shakes the Clown. I think I have not watched that yet.
That is a life-changing experience.
Is it? I shall do my best to find it the perfect time, long space continuum in which to watch it and turn the stage. What was that face you?
My computer is doing some funky things and I'm trying to get it back to life.
A soul has walked into your computer and taken over.
It probably is my great grandma. My great grandma was good with computers.
Well, great grandma, and welcome. Shakes the Clown is it Sector 1 of the Tongaverse? I know I'm Sector 6. That's for sure. That's for
Sector 001.
Bernie's holding down Sector.
Literal center of the Tongaverse.
I don't know. If it's a no, the Tongaverse is going to have to be a zero. The 01, the 01, that's just one notch off the central finite curve of the Tong space continuum.
That's right. Because it's creation from the Tongaverse. So creation is essentially one notch off the eternal now, but it comes back in as gravity brings it back in. So it's always there and it's always happening. So, Shakes the Clown is always happening.
So I can feel good about being one notch off. It just means that I am creation. It's not that I have, it's not girl ADHD intern the sage.
Can't feel good about it. Shakes the Clown can. You can't go off that. Sorry, but Shakes the Clown can feel good about that.
I am six notches off the central finite curve. I get to feel really super excited about that. I get to be so excited that I'm creation times six. That's what it is. Intern the stage, you need a tongit so that you can, and a pair of tongs so that you can practice this in the screen throwing with us.
It's currently down the side of my desk.
Your tongue?
Yeah.
Well, intern,
you know what I really want to do?
What do you really
want to be 80 and I want to start Facebook beef with people that deserve a Facebook beef.
What? Get on LinkedIn and come and help us start LinkedIn beefs with mental health folks. Intern the sage.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
It is fun.
We have done it.
What happened? Give me an example. Wait, I have to put a disclaimer. Every time I take a bite of this and the alcohol hits my mouth, I shiver because it's disgusting. But the flavor is good, but the alcohol is gross.
Intern the sage, I'm with you on that. I am not the biggest fan of alcohol and I do not metabolize it well. But cheers to you anyway, intern the sage. Now go backward, though. Intern the sage, go backwards to where we were before here.
Mental health?
Yes.
People that were fighting?
Beefing. We're beefing with people. Yes.
Yeah. Give me some update about that.
Mental health professionals. All right, so basically here's how this works. I get suggested posts from mental health professionals, and I use that in the strongest air quotes possible. And they talk about the mechanics of mental health and blah, blah, blah. So then we immediately come in with why Dr. Klopek from the Tongaverse has run a phase 3 clinical trial about the Tongarian method and this and that. And we have this wonderful thing. And then, of course, Dr. Haley is tagged to come in and bring her own robust research into it, and then it goes
Dr. Haley
there.
Is sometimes often referencing. Sometimes we do get called out, but guess what? That just makes it that much more fun. Then you get to go into
so much better
legal talk. I don't know, what would you even call it? I'm not even sure. Legal Karen Tonger.
We're very comfortable in a courtroom. We've done custody hearing Tonger. Like, this is not a new thing for us.
It's not a new thing. We've done breakup Tonger. And we've got all kind of experience with it. So we can absolutely handle it. We'll be just fine. We've got those Tonget robes for the judges to wear. If anyone else should like the dong and tong at roll, because perhaps you are a bit of a masochist and you would like to have Plutos thrown at you, we do not judge.
We don't. We have the WTF boxers for different judges too, WTF panties for some judges. We got them all. We got all the WTF undergarments for every judge in this fine land, and especially for the mental health professionals, who, by the way, we've converted to believers and allies. And I'll keep saying that until
we have absolutely. There are infinite Tongerverses in which we have converted all of them to our wondrous, playful, joyful cure for everything that could possibly ail you. Creating a Tongerverse where you are not ailing of anything. Ooh, look at it light up. Look at it light up.
This is what happens, though, when you literally cure depression. Exciting.
And turn the sage. How do you feel about joining us in our LinkedIn beefs, Tonger feuds that become Tonger alliances?
God, I just love fighting people. That's what I would do.
Intern the sage, that's when you come in as double S the enforcer.
Oh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this.
I love
when my friends rant to me about like someone in their life. And then I love being the yes man. But I love bringing the facts and logic with the yes man. So it's like a pew, pew. For example, group chat. What?
Yes.
Yesterday was Tuesday then. Yesterday was going off about this one lady, and I fucking hate her guts.
I hate your stinking guts.
Oh,
make me vomit.
You make me mad.
Tell me you know the little rascals. Continue.
No, I don't. But they were talking. I had that on mute because I have all these exams that I've been doing. And so I tuned back in, and there's 452 messages in there. And I just read every single, and I'm reading through and I'm replying. And I love when my friends are like, yes, you bring points that we never thought of. And I was like, no way. How do you not think about this? But then I sometimes
because you
I
are the effortless God and that perspective shift is easy for you.
I'm not all neurotypical, but I'm the most neurotypical out of our crazy little bunch. And I just... Oh, I love attacking someone when needed. You don't hurt the core friend group. How dare you?
I like double S the enforcer. Ooh, I like.
I should send you some.
You don't hurt the core friend group. You don't do that.
You do not attack the Tongarian
friend group.
No,
Tongarian fam, we do not attack from within. That is correctimus.
Because you know those fucking messages.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know those messages are being screenshot and sent in a different group chat without you. Or you already got kicked out of the group chat because you're fucking dumb. So it's like, think through
You've been
your
kicked
actions.
Out of a group chat? Sounds so fun. Can I be kicked out of a group chat?
No, because you don't deserve it.
How does one do that? Because I kind of want to do that to a few of them.
How do I call in the black list? You just do it. You just do it and you say, if you
kicked
want the
out.
Girl, if you
just
want
like
the girl,
booted.
Pop,
how do I get said, myself booted?
Oh, you don't want to get booted. Don't
I,
get
sure
booted
I do.
Because
I am.
No. If you want to get booted, you just have to leave the group chat for the better of your mental health. Now you're getting into girly pop sage.
Girly pop.
For the better of your mental health, you need to leave the group chat.
I have a post-it. I have a post-it right here because I like to write down little sage-isms now and then.
Girly pop sage is the next one.
This one here says, hey, bestie, you're actually a dumb cunt.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember talking to myself while doing something. Oh.
They're a different kind of group chat. Guy group chats are just basically assemblies of just pathological, disgusting psychopathy that are like just quote, like well-adjusted members of society that come together and just unleash absolute mania in this thing that would get any of them not only canceled, divorced, imprisoned, you name it. At some point, I want to just get kicked out of some of these group chats. Just like kicked out. Because if you leave, then you get the why did you leave text. I want to just be ultimately booted. Intern the sage. How do I get booted from the group chat?
You don't. No.
I have the answer to that. If you're in a group chat with all the fellas and they are in their psychosis, all you have to do is get up in there and be the little lovey-dovey. I love you guys. You're so good. All you have to do is play a little shroom tonger and in the way that you are talking to them. Now imagine they'll kick you out quite quickly. Yeah. Intern the sage, do you imagine that? See? That's how you get kicked out.
I can see, gentlemen, I can see all these memes are coming from a deep place of an unhealed inner child. I'm here to talk about it with any of you because I love you.
That would get you kicked out immediately.
That's how you do it. Okay. Girly Pop Sage says you got to stand up for what you believe in. So if they're being racist in the group chat, you need to be like, whoa, time out. What is this about? Let's talk about this. We don't say that. What is in your mindset that leads you to this conclusion? Because that's awful. You're awful human beings. And then that'll get you kicked out pretty quick.
What cultural conditioning made you think this would be
exactly, and you will be kicked out immediately.
Oh, so quick.
We've got so many ways we could get you kicked out of that group chat.
You start pulling the "I'm here for your mental health" and you are kicked out. So,
you're good. In hand. Therefore, I'm here for the mental health. I mean, come on.
I am here to talk. I am here if you need to talk. That's all you need to say.
I'm here.
Beautiful. I'm here if you need to. I'm here
because I am you and you are me.
I am we, and we are Intern the Sage the Intern Podcast. And I think that is a lovely place in which to wrap up and Intern the Sage. If you deem it that we may be dismissed.
Oh, we can keep going. I don't care. I was just going to give you some ASMR. I have nothing to do.
Well, then I will leave it to Florida Man then. Do we go ahead?
You tell us when we're done. You say
Florida Man can give you. Florida Man can give you another 10 minutes.
You've been given the time.
That's great. Do you guys know?
Been given the time.
I don't know how old you would have been. How old were you when Vine came out? Are you Vine kids?
No.
Are you Vine kids?
Intern the Sage. I am tangentially aware of what Vine is. I know that there was once upon a one time evening when my sister made me watch a YouTube compilation of Vine videos, but I was not a Vine kid. I see that you find that upsetting.
I find that really upsetting. I am stealing this from one of my favorite content creators. We are, in fact, going to have a little rate this Vine moment the next time we all get together, because this is ridiculous. And I know you've heard all of these things. So really quick, Vine was this app before TikTok, and they were all 6-second videos. 6 seconds. That's where your Mary Chrysler came from. There's a couple more that I'm not going to say aloud because I don't want to.
Good enough.
Free Shavakadu.
Roadworks
here. I hope it does. Roadwork ahead. That's what that one is. Roadwork
totally
ahead.
Should.
I sure hope it does. And they were roommates. Yeah, we're doing that next time.
Disgusting. I think you should. No, you should give me a bunch, and I will figure out how to upload them and share them so that we can all look at them and give me a little compilation of some vines that we can pull up and do a little reaction video.
You're damn right.
If I can snatch this from the creator, that would be 10 out of 10.
intern the size, if you think I can figure this out with 10 minutes left on the Florida man time clock to figure out how to pull up this thing here on the video.
No, I will have a full PowerPoint for you. We'll have a PowerPoint moment.
You will not have a PowerPoint, intern.
I will have a PowerPoint.
That will be.
Have I ever told you that I love Word products? I love Word products. That's your PowerPoint. That's your Excel. That's your Access. Not a fetish. Whoa, hold your horses. Just because I like it doesn't mean it's a fetish.
I listen.
Disagree. I think everything that we like is a fetish.
I'm fine.
You're weird. I think that was a little strange.
I'm with it. Listen, I have a beef jerky fetish. I love beef jerky. There it is.
I'm gonna call it. How are we defining fetish?
Anything
that makes a difference.
Anything that is is fetish or fetish adjacent. I will say fetish adjacent is acceptable to fall under the fetish category, which means it does not have to be of a sexual nature. You can have a fetish adjacent feeling about mm-hmm. something. I'm fetish adjacent. Absolutely. On beef
fetish can be for anything.
There you go,
Frankie Bear. You did not you didn't give me a full definition of it. I want a full definition of fetish in your words, and then we can go to fetish adjacent. I demand it. We aren't done until you give me that to me.
I do agree. Fetish does not have to be a sexual thing because I think it's just a fun word to say. Fetish, and I do remember
it is, and that's why it was used. What? That's why it's used for everything.
It's a fun word to say. And turn the stage.
That was not you. I promise. That was the mouthful that I had.
Don't worry, Frankie Bear was on it. I absolutely realized that was a vodka mouthful that you just got, and it gave you a little. I get it. I'm with it. I don't worry. Mm-hmm. No judgment here. Intern.
Okay,
I don't
here's
know
one.
Why it's okay
Listerine
when it's on my tongue. I'm ready.
Love these. I love them. Love them.
What are they?
Do you have a fetish for them? Yes. Why? Because it's fun to say fetish. That's it.
What is it?
What is?
Show it again.
What are they?
Show it again. Is it a Listerine strip?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. I agree with you. This might be a product of our childhood. But those are so good.
Aren't
that
they?
It might be a product of my childhood. I got a huge pack off of Amazon. One time. I don't have them anymore.
I don't know that I ever
they're
picked
wonderful
up
companions.
On the Listerine strip. I do not know that I picked up on that particular fetish growing up. I guess we just had chewing gum.
No, it's because they're spicy.
They're spicy. Spicy.
That's why they're spicy.
They got a little minty kick to them.
Yeah.
Oh, I always like. Well, if I wanted something spicy, I wanted a cinnamon Altoid. I'm a cinnamon Altoids kind of gal.
That's a product of your environment.
Cinnamon. They do cinnamon?
Yeah. It's cinnamon. Absolutely. Cinnamon. I love cinnamon.
Why the hell
cinnamon
did this happen?
I love
cinnamon Altoids.
We got
what?
A pack.
What is that? When you said product of your environment as if
Costco
it were a bad thing.
Level. Did you actually did you steal that from the Altoids factory? Did you just bust the truck in there one night and just start loading boxes of Altoids onto the
You know what
was
I might
it like
as a,
like an Ocean's 11 height?
No.
Intern the sage,
no.
Can we
Dude,
please
when
do
you,
that? We need to ambush sure. like an Altoids warehouse or something like that. We need to ambush a
That
warehouse.
Is our July heist.
That's what we need to do. We need to absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, buying in bulk off of Amazon is my favorite thing. So I just fun. Got, you know, blow pops.
Buying in bulk off of Amazon, Tom. Yes, I do know. Yes, I know blow pops.
I got package of the mini ones.
Yes.
And they're perfect to just, okay, it's a problem now and I got to limit myself, but I'll pop one in my mouth and then it'll be gone. And then I'll pop another in my mouth, but the gum is still in my mouth, but it's super sticky because of the outside candy part is still on it. So it's like sticking to my teeth as I'm trying to suck another one. And it's just,
This is why I do not like
but those. The cycle continues.
I prefer the mini dum-dums that you get at the bank. Order drive incorrectimus drive through tonger.
The orange and the brown ones are the best.
The orange and the brown ones are the worst. You are welcome to them. I will have the red and the blue and the green, please.
I think you're
Florida
nuts.
Man. I think orange. You're nuts. Florida man, where do we stand on an orange
no
green
tell if made out of any of this.
Well, excuse me, what?
This isn't the first time today Florida man has been confused about something, and it won't be the last. But I would say that Florida man fundamentally does not have an opinion on this because you alienate half of your constituency in every part of the state. You got the orange part of the state, you got the brown part of the state, you got the blue part of the state, you got the purple part of the state, you got the yellow part of the state. I got to make friends
now,
with all
listen.
Of them because there's no. a gator to be wrestled in every part of the damn thing.
Well, that is true. You do have many gators that you
just
need
saying.
To be wrestling. But I will say that intern the sage, it just means that the ones that I don't like, you can have, and the ones that you don't like, I can have, and we just balance it. Again, intern the sage, this is when we make one whole human. Together, we make one whole human. What did you find? What is it you have found?
Well done,
us.
I found orange ones on bulk off of Amazon.
Ew. Fine. You and Florida man can have all the orange blow pops that you want.
There's blue ones. I can do the blue ones for you.
You're welcome. Enjoy. I would enjoy it very much. I like the red ones. I'm a fan of the red ones. What? You have T minus.
And
the red ones are the best ones.
We are at 111.
Make a wish.
Pull it in from the Tongerverse. And it
guys,
is
guys, I found them without the sticks.
So that you can
that's
you found just the candy without the garbage. Let's get those.
Yeah. Dude, candy without the garbage is so sexy. Okay, I have a new phrase. Can we talk about this or is our time up? Because technically that's been 10 minutes.
What do we have time for a new phrase?
I feel like this is the great closure.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Intern the Sage's new phrase is how we end.
Because you guys are now some of my BFFs. My new phrase is
that's an accomplishment.
Makes, quote unquote, makes me nut. And I'll use it in a sentence for you.
Please do.
Oh.
Suckers. Without the trash makes me nut. Buying in bulk off of Amazon makes me nut. Let me see if I have some in the group chat.
I do need just a couple more before we go. I need to go to sleep. Knowing about the things that make intern the sage nut is what I need to fall asleep thinking about this evening. What else do you have? Intern the sage. There we are.
Okay, this is a little graphic. Are you ready for this one?
How graphic? Are we going to be canceled? Do I need to be concerned? Hang on to your tongue.
No,
everybody.
I'll scale it down a little bit. So after you pick off ticks.
Scale them up and down. Everything exists in the present tonger.
After you pick off ticks, and you know how I like to pop them.
I do know how you like to do that.
I love popping them.
Popping ticks makes it say.
Okay, ready? I'm going to read
popping
off the part of this text. Okay.
Please do.
It makes me nut seeing all the blood in their bodies burst and knowing they can't suck any more blood out of my body. such a good sage quote right there.
That is a perfectimus intern the sage quote. And it fits so well with this Donner Party walk-in soul version of you that is buying body of Christ and blood of Christ and is popping ticks and having it. Intern the Sage. You know what? Intern the Sage makes us nut in the Tongerverse because you are an effortless God.
I should take a picture of my tick graveyard in my bedroom.
You go right. You
people
all
have
that.
Balls of contacts. I have a tick graveyard.
Who's the Beetlejuice of ticks in that graveyard?
That is Intern the Sage. Yeah, who is bring it?
Are you ready? It's the one I picked off from right here. It hurt really bad. Not a huge chunk, that's dramatic, but a huge chunk of my skin came off with him. But I got the head off, and that's all that matters. And I popped him, and he's beautiful. Exploded. He's the Beetlejuice. And that is the end.
And friend,
thank you so much for joining.
This is what podcast makes me nut. Looks like.
It absolutely is. That is a correctimus. Thank you all for joining us. This is the Tongarian crew from Sage the Intern signing off. And we'll catch you in another present Tonger, y'all.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.